Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Big Shifts Ahead: Demographic Clarity for Business is a business and strategy book by John Burns and Chris Porter that focuses on how demographic change shapes markets, consumer demand, and long-term planning. Published in 2016, it is aimed at executives, planners, and decision makers who need a practical way to interpret population trends rather than treating demographics as abstract statistics. The book argues that demographic signals can be confusing when viewed through traditional labels and broad generalizations. So it offers a more usable framework for business analysis. This approach is especially associated with generational definitions based on decade of birth, helping readers think in terms of age, life stage, and market size. The book also highlights major opportunity areas and emphasizes the need to adjust strategy when demographic conditions shift unexpectedly. With charts and data-driven explanation, it positions demographics as a core business planning tool rather than a background research topic. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using demographics as a business planning tool rather than a background statistic. The book's central idea is that demographic change is not simply a social trend to observe from a distance. It is one of the main forces shaping business outcomes. John Burns and Chris Porter present demographics as a practical forecasting input that affects demand, housing patterns, consumer behavior, and market timing. This makes the book especially useful for leaders who need to connect population data to strategic decisions. Instead of treating demographics as broad averages, the authors show how shifts in age structure, household formation, and migration can influence business opportunities and risks. The value of this approach is that it turns uncertain future conditions into something that can be analyzed more systematically. For readers, the key lesson is that demographic awareness should be built into planning processes, because market behavior often changes in response to population composition before those changes become obvious in sales data. Secondly, redefining generations by decade of birth to make market segmentation clearer. A distinctive feature of the book is its proposal for usable generational definitions based on decade of birth. Rather than relying on the usual cultural labels that can be vague or inconsistent, the authors group people by age and life stage in a more operational way. This matters because business strategy depends on identifying cohorts with similar needs, spending patterns, and timing of major life events. The book suggests that each post-1950s generation is large enough to matter commercially, but also varied enough that simple stereotypes are not sufficient. By reframing generations in this way, the authors make segmentation more concrete and more useful for planning products, services, and locations. The underlying argument is not that generational identity is unimportant, but that businesses need definitions that can be tied to measurable market realities. This makes the book more analytical than many popular discussions of generations. Thirdly, identifying seven major opportunity areas and the need to forecast each separately. The book devotes attention to what it describes as the seven biggest opportunities, presenting them as areas where demographic change can create business growth or disruption. The exact value of this section is not just in listing opportunities, but in showing that each one should be forecast separately rather than assumed to move in the same direction. Demographic forces do not affect all sectors equally, so a careful business reader must distinguish between areas that are expanding, stabilizing, or shifting geographically and socially. The authors use this structure to encourage more disciplined scenario thinking. When unexpected changes occur, the goal is not to abandon demographic analysis, but to adjust strategy using a framework that keeps the underlying data in view. This makes the book particularly relevant for companies that need to anticipate where demand may emerge next, especially in fields linked to household formation, mobility, and changing preferences. Fourthly, reading shifts in social norms as a measurable market force. Another important theme is the idea that changes in societal acceptability affect business conditions in measurable ways. The book treats evolving norms not as a vague cultural backdrop, but as a force that can influence consumer choices, product categories, and where people want to live or spend. This is important because many businesses underestimate the speed at which social attitudes can reshape demand. By linking acceptability shifts to demographic trends, the authors encourage readers to think about how values and behavior interact with population change. That perspective is useful for planning because it helps explain why certain offerings become more attractive over time, while others lose relevance. It also suggests that demographic analysis should include more than age counts or birth rates. It should account for how people's expectations and preferences change as they move through life stages and social environments. The result is a broader and more realistic view of market change. Lastly, why the book emphasizes charts, facts, and executive-level clarity. The book is structured to make demographic analysis easier to absorb for business readers, using more than 100 color charts and a fact-driven presentation style. That design choice reflects the author's goal of reducing confusion rather than adding technical complexity. Demographic data can be dense, and business audiences often need a framework that converts research into decision support quickly. The visual approach helps reveal patterns in size, timing, and movement that might be harder to see in narrative form alone. It also signals that the book is meant to be used as a planning reference, not just read as a theory text. This is one reason it stands out in its category. It combines consulting-style interpretation with accessible visualization. For executives, the practical benefit is clearer judgment. For analysts, the benefit is a structured way to communicate trends. In both cases, the book's method is built around clarity, comparability, and actionability. In conclusion, Big Shifts Ahead: Demographic Clarity for Business is best suited for executives, strategists, real estate professionals, marketers, and planners who need to understand how population trends influence long-term demand. Readers looking for a quick, inspirational business book will find it more analytical than motivational, but that is also what makes it useful. Its main benefit is that it turns demographic change into a structured decision-making tool, helping readers think more clearly about market size, generational behavior, geographic movement, and shifting social norms. Compared with many business books that stay at the level of broad trends, this one is anchored in a consulting perspective and uses charts and factual framing to make demographic signals easier to interpret. What distinguishes it in its category is the combination of practical business orientation, generational reframing, an emphasis on forecasting rather than retrospective commentary. It is particularly valuable for readers who need to make decisions under uncertainty and want a more disciplined way to connect demographic data to strategy. If you would like to support John Burns, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.